BBC Radio Nottingham.
So, do you say hello to your neighbours? If you think who lives next door to you, do you know their names? Do you know anything about them? Do you smile at them in the street? See you involved in the community, neighbourhood watch, that kind of thing? Well, this weekend, a group of Christians are urging people in Nottingham to start loving their streets. All sounds a bit cheesy, doesn't it? They're also launching a campaign called Street Angels around Beeston. On the line to explain more about this is Adam May. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Really well. What do you mean, love your streets?
Love your streets is very much exactly that. It's what I hope is an exciting initiative, because we live in an age where I suspect that this sense of community spirit is lacking. And one of the things that, to tie in with Valentine's Day, as you very rightly say, we're trying to encourage people up and down the land to take up the challenge to love their streets again.
Well, what do you want them to do? Hug lampposts and singing in the rain style, dance up and down?
It's interesting, because when we think about Love Your Streets, and I mean, I've done a number of these interviews over the last couple of days, people say to me, well, you know, I either don't love my streets or I'm already doing it. And one of the things that we're just trying to encourage people to do is do things like smiling at the neighbour, you know, picking up litter, just generally, you know, I mean, the interesting question is, how many of us know our neighbours? I mean, I very once certainly say I don't know my neighbour. So, you know, just trying to get alongside them, but also doing more, you know, organise things like becoming members of Neighbourhood Watch, joining the Street Angels that is about to come to Beeston, you know, that kind of thing. Just doing random acts of kindness is what very much what we're about.
It all sounds like the big society, which David Cameron's been harping on about for some months now, and I'm not sure that anyone really buys it.
Well, the interesting thing about the big society is it's all about community engagement. I mean, that's what David Cameron's all about. But, you know, this is all about something much, much more simple than that. It's not using pious words like, you know, the big society. It's using the one word, love. And I think, you know, we live in an age where we're craving for love. I mean, it's been encouraging this last week, because Eric Pickles, the Secretary of State, has come out in support of the work that's going on. You know, he said that The Department for Communities and Local Government need to recognise the work that's going on to do things like Love Your Streets.
As well as calling our council leader a naughty little boy. But that's a whole other story, isn't it? You mentioned Street Angels starting up in Beeston. What are Street Angels? How will that work?
Street Angels is a national Christian initiative that's been going for about 5 years. It was raised and started in Halifax as a response to the Churches Together in Halifax asking that question: what can the church do? Where can the church meet the need of people today? And one of the things that was very, very clear was that it was the nighttime economy, the nightclub area kind of work, that decided that there was nobody working in that area. And so Street Angels started as the challenge to make that happen, to support those that go out on a Friday and Saturday night in teams of three, four or five. And it's excellent to be part of the development of making a Street Angels project happen here in Beeston. A very different kind of project to the one in Halifax. We're looking at the needs of the Beeston estate, and as I say, they've been doing some work for some time, and I've been coming up and down to Beeston on a yo-yo to kind of support them in trying to make their Street Angels project happen.
Okay.
It goes officially live today. The Love Your Streets programme is very much Beeston's response, I think, to the Love Your Streets initiative. And so this afternoon, myself and Paul Blakely, the founder of Street Angels, together with Roy Crown, the chief executive of Hope Together, will be urging people to, you know, sign up and become a Street Angel in Beeston.
Okay, Adam, thanks for telling us about it. If you want to go along to that event, it's at the Pearson Centre in Beeston. It's the United Hope event, and it's between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock this afternoon. I'll tell you about my friend going out with the street pastors in the city centre last night and in the early hours of this morning. I'll tell you all about that in the next few minutes.